תפילת החברים.
Prayer of the friends. Creator of the world, we thank you for choosing us to lead humanity to its correction. Bring us closer to you with your abundant mercy and grace, and open the hearts of the friends in a connection of love and mutual responsibility until we become as one man in one heart. Give us importance and fear of our study and aim us towards the purpose of creation. And may all our actions bring you contentment. Make peace in the world and let everyone be loving like you in order to bring you joy. Amen.
Yes, we continue this process of entering Lishma for her sake, and we see, even from history, from our evolution, that we always come from a state of absence to a state of revealing or revelation. And this is where we are. Of course, it takes a lot of patience and many efforts, and such efforts that we're not naturally drawn to do by our will to receive. But on the contrary, we can advance toward our correction only through an effort that is above our nature, that is, which is entirely to receive. And we need to build above it a new relation to bestow, as it was in the corrected Adam Rishon that the Creator created. One system. And let's hope that we can nevertheless understand how special this is, how important, and basically the only thing that that was given to us to do in this world. There was one system whose parts were all tight, connected. And when it's one system, then they work together in one operation. And then the Creator, in order to show them the power of the connection, He had to break them and give them an opportunity to return to connection through their own efforts. As it is with us. In this way, we attain something from its opposite. And this is the work we need to do. We're still opposite from connection, far from connection, without any tendency, leaning, or affection toward connection. On the contrary, it's opposite from our nature. So when we're in it, we see the whole system in a way that is called lo lishma, not for her sake. In other words, for the sake of each and every one, but not for the common sake. For the common sake, meaning for the Creator. If we come closer to each other, By this, we come closer to the Creator. In this way, we come from a state of lo lishma, not for her sake, to lishma, for her sake. And we begin to feel the one system, the system of Adam HaRishon. And then all of reality seems to us like one correct reality, exactly as it should be and as it is. Let's read it again.
We find and see in the words of the sages of the Talmud that they have made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice the Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. And from lo lishma he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above mentioned Mishnah Avot. The light in the Torah, it bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. They did not mention penance here, but only that the engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with that light that reforms, so one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his Maker, and not at all for his own pleasure. And this is called Lishma.
Yes. In other words, there is a system that is called Adam HaRishon. Initially, the system was uniform, where all its parts were connected and caring for each other, like parts of a uniform system, united system. And we have to feel the opposite form. Otherwise, we will not attain the inner essence of the system, what is called connection. We can attain it only by attaining connection from its opposite state. And the connection between us is the Creator. The connection itself is the Creator. So by the Creator creating this system, he gives us a chance to understand what is concealment when he is absent from the system, when we are disconnected, and to the extent that we connect, it becomes revealed in the system as its inner force. And this is what we need to do in our entire state, meaning in the process that's been going on for many life cycles and all the states every moment in our lives. And we come from a state that is opposite from spirituality, from the truth, meaning from connection. And to the extent that we're not connected and attain our disconnection, the broken system, as our world, our dark world, where we don't feel what we do, why we work, etc. So gradually, the system itself operates on us, moves us toward connection. And here we are already going into all kinds of methods, how to connect between us, how to come closer to each other. And this is how we go through the times. There were times when we connected through physical actions, Then we shifted to more internal actions by beginning through physical actions to know our system as an internal system that exists within us, within the connection between people. And in this way, we attain more and more these two opposite states, the broken state and the state of connection. This is basically what we have before us. And we must not slight either states. We should always ask ourselves, check ourselves, in which of the two states we are. And as much as we can detect our situation, by this, we become more and more understanding, feeling, united between us, and advancing in the process of connection. Our goal is to return to the system that the Creator created initially as a system that is called Adam. When we go through the path from the broken state of the system to its corrected state, when we are connected above the separation, then we understand the two sides of the coin. The broken state and the connected state. And in this way, out of the two of them, we also understand, feel what the Creator did and why He did it. And this is how we attain as the advantage of the light from within the darkness, the revelation of the Creator from within the concealment. And in this way, each one on the path attains himself in the system that is entirely broken and also brings himself into a system that is entirely connected. In this way, we understand the process, and in the process we go through, we understand the thought of creation, the purpose of creation, what happens, why the Creator did it specifically in this way. Because basically from the end of the act where we come, when we come to it, we then understand why the Creator created this system to begin with, why He broke it and prepared for us a way to go through all the states from the broken to the complete. And in this way, we attain within the system the upper force itself, meaning that in the connection between us, the closer we come to each other, the more we attach ourselves to each other, we attain more and more that one force that operated and is operating and will operate, which did everything only so we would attain it. And the states we go through, we can divide them into two. Lo lishma. Lo lishma. Adayin lo kshurim. When we are still not connected to the inner forces of creation and cannot connect ourselves together and learn what it means to be together compared to the broken state. And to be together corrected, when we are corrected, and then we understand what the Creator wants from us. That's it. This is the process. We're not laboring to connect. What should we do? Adam Rishon, initially, the way the Creator created him, is a system that is entirely, that contains many parts, many pieces. And all of them are connected and working together, each one for everyone. It's a system, as in every system, we don't even understand the systems that we build in our world. Because if the system, every system we build, all of its parts must be connected correctly. So each one participates with the others correctly, right? In connection. And therefore, it's not enough for us that each of us exists as he was born, only for his own sake. But rather, we have to invert it so each one operates for the sake of the whole system. And for the sake of the whole system, we say that it's for the sake of the Creator. Because he basically created the system, he is within it, and he governs it and understands and feels us, and according to our requests, he can bring the system from separation to unity.
Seeing you. The question is, how can we feel that light of the Torah? What is such a deficiency?
The light of the Torah is the force that connects us together, gives each one and all of us together a feeling of connection, complement, mutual complementation, and a goal where through this complete complementation, complete connection, we arrive through it to the gradual revelation of the Creator. And the Creator and we are present, are connected and become incorporated together so that we become what is called He is One and His Name One. Where the Creator is He, and His name is us, the vessels that connected together and discover Him within us, in the connection between us.
Okay.
Latin One.
Pregunta de un amigo. No queda claro porque
question of a friend.
Rotos.
It's not clear why the Creator created us corrupted. If this need for correction, it's clear to us that nobody builds a building in order to break it so it can be fixed. So what's the intention in creating a creation that is corrupted to begin with?
If we don't understand how we collect, build from all of our pieces, which is we ourselves, we are the broken pieces. So how we build a connection between us, like we build a building out of, from bricks, etc. So we won't know who we are, how we should be in our complete form, and what kind of building we have to come to eventually. And so only from its opposite, from the deficiency in darkness, that we ourselves, when we ourselves try to reach the connection and the light, by this we attain the internality of creation, the purpose of creation, and we understand the Creator, why He did it this way and not another way. I didn't understand. Again.
We're connecting, and then we feel the we. So what's the next step to take in order to feel the Creator, from we to the Creator?
The essence of the connection between us is the Creator, meaning if we come closer to each other in order to build a system of connection between us correctly, not corrupted, where each one adds to the others, and in this way everyone adds to everyone else. So we feel more and more and more how much we can come into a complete system. It's like in any system that we build. In them too, we want all the parts to work in a way that they complement each other, and in this way they can attain something common. The purpose of their work, the purpose of their creation. And then we attain, when we connect them correctly, what is the acting mind within this system, why it did it this way, in a broken way, or in a connected way, etc. In other words, by this we attain the depth of creation, the whole depth of it, from its broken state to its corrected state.
Siberia.
Siberia.
В чем мудрецы облегчили наш путь? Если мера достижения.
In what did the sages make our work easier? To the extent of the efforts that we got the degree, that didn't change.
They gave us a means to attain the goal, to attain all of creation, and to attain the one unique and unified force that operates in it, which is the Creator. This is what the sages brought us with a method, how to attain the creation and...
Again,
one should always engage in Torah and commandments, even not for her sake. Because from not for her sake, he comes to for her sake. This is so because for man's lowness, he cannot engage in commandments in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker right from the start. Rather, by his nature, he can make any movement only if it is for his own benefit. For this reason, first he must engage in commandments not for her sake, out of his own benefit. And yet, during the carrying out of commandments, he extends abundance of kedusha, holiness. And through the abundance that he extends, he eventually comes to engage in commandments for her sake, in order to bring contentment to his Maker.
Okay. Questions? Do you have a question?
Yes. What are the commandments that extend abundance of kedusha?
We're in a 10, and we want to connect in everything possible. And then we extend the light that reforms, and it works on us, even though we still can't feel its results in practice. But still, we, from lo lishma, we come to lishma. We still extend that light, and it works, and we come closer to the state of lishma. We feel more and more, we understand, we speak about it, we engage in the connections between us, which are closer to the system of Adam Rishon. It takes a long time, a lot of efforts. We go through many states, but in this way we reach that correction.
So are we supposed to feel that we are drawing abundance of Kedusha, of reforming light, or are we not supposed to feel it?
No, we don't have the vessels for it, but every so often we can feel that we're moving closer towards something spiritual, which is understanding, a feeling, which is more internal, deeper, truer than what we're engaging in.
There's another question here. Ayal, please. When does a person know that he entered Lo Lishma? How does he know that he's performing operations in Lo Lishma?
For now, it's enough to say that I'm performing actions in order to cause connection, even though the inner results from it that I perform, I still don't feel them.
That means that the activities of connection that we do in the tent, like for example, last night we had a meal, like every Thursday we connected, we talked about the greatness of the society, the greatness of the way, the greatness of the path. Is this act is Lo Lishma, or maybe it's not?
You have to answer that on your own, not that I can do it.
What's the scrutiny we need to make in order to understand if we are in Lo Lishma?
The scrutiny is that we are willing to do actions only for the connection. Because by that, we are coming closer to a state that the Creator can be revealed.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Quale deve essere?
Good morning, Rav.
Ci sostiene quando ci connettiamo il desiderio di rivelare.
What should be the goal that sustains us when we connect? Is it to discover the Creator or only to bring him contentment?
To bring him contentment. But contentment we give the Creator when we reveal him.
No. זאת אומרת, לעשות לו נחת רוח, זה דבר היה.
Meaning, to give him contentment, that's the main thing.
אבל כדי לעשות נחת רוח,
but in order to give him contentment, we need to connect between us in order to prepare a place for him to reveal himself.
Shalom writes, do not say that if Lishma is a gift from above, what good is one's overcoming and efforts and all the remedies and corrections that he does in order to achieve Lishma, if it depends on the Creator? Our sages said about it, you are not free to rid yourself of it. Rather, one must give the awakening from below, and this is considered prayer. Yet there cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive the Lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
Shel Lishma.
But what are the conditions? And do we have a chance to receive it? So what is the gift? Is it to be in Lishma?
When we receive Lishma and we're ready for it, and we decide on that Lishma, on that state, that it's a great gift, very special, that there's nothing greater, nothing above that, and we can only receive it from the Creator Himself. So we truly attain something special then.
But what are the conditions?
That you want it.
If I want it?
Without a deficiency, you can't receive it.
I've wanted it for 30 years and I still haven't gotten it. So what are the conditions?
You didn't think about it that you want to receive it.
So why do I come here?
Ask yourself, Tzvika, don't start.
But no, why do I come? If I don't want to receive the gift, then why am I coming to receive this gift?
You want to receive some kind of gift. Which exactly?
If I knew, I would tell you.
So I'm telling you, the place you are, there's also an ability to get the divine gift. And you don't see where it is exactly or how to receive it, with what conditions, and so on. So that's how it happens, that you're still without the gift. It's waiting for you. Right, meaning he comes to a state that he tried to do everything in his powers to do, and he saw that it doesn't help, and only prayer, and more or less he understands what sort of prayer has to come from his heart. He raises it to the Creator.
Barur.
Clear. Okay, so we will go to the women. Women, Hebrew 2.
Thank you, Rav. It says here, so what does this overcoming and all the corrections he does help? What is a correction that a person does?
A correction that he can put the intention to bestow.
How is this connected to the 10?
That the whole 10 helps each one of the friends to be able to do the intention to bestow through the whole 10 to the Creator. Meaning, if we all want to connect between us, that the Creator will be our purpose, so each one who does something in such a ten, he will aim himself to give contentment to the Creator.
Where does the contentment meet the ten? How do these two concepts connect?
It connects in the heart of man towards his friends in the group.
Love for a friend, is this called contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, I heard you saying that a person discovers himself in a broken system. Who is broken, he or the system?
The system.
What is broken in it?
The connections between the parts of the system, between people.
And when he discovers that the system is broken, what is his role? What should he do in practice?
To correct the system that he wants to take himself from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
So the system is broken, but he has to correct himself. When he does it, he doesn't correct the system?
He's part of the system, and that it's shattered.
So he can only correct his part, his own personal breaking.
Yes.
How does he correct it?
By asking to have love towards the friends.
Regardless of what his eyes see, he just asks for love, or should he also correct things that are broken in practice?
To correct in practice.
How?
To ask the Creator.
In other words, a person feels a broken system. The Creator lets him feel it, only so he would turn to the Creator with it, so the Creator would correct it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rav. Ne tür eylemler sonucunda gerçek bir doğaya gelebiliyoruz ve bunun yaratandan...
Through which actions can we come to a real prayer? How do we come to ask from the Creator for this?
Through what deeds do we discover the true prayer? Only through the connection between us. Against our ego. I didn't understand the question exactly.
We're talking about the contentment we give to the Creator. So first of all, I'd like to understand better what is the contentment that we give Him.
We can cause contentment to the Creator by helping make a vessel that the Creator can be revealed in.
So, does that mean that the contentment happens at the state of Lolishma? Is it a condition for the gift we give?
Also, in Lolishma, we're coming.
Rabash writes, one who sees one's lowliness sees that he is treading the path leading to the work Lishma. This gives one room for real prayer from the bottom of the heart. When he sees that no one will help him but the Creator Himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted concerning the redemption from Egypt, I and not a messenger. For everyone saw that only the Creator Himself redeemed them from the governance of evil. And when rewarded with the work Lishma, there is certainly nothing to be proud of, because then one sees that it is only God's gift and not my power and the might of my hand. And there is no foreign hand that can help him. Therefore, he feels his lowliness. How serving the king is an immeasurable pleasure, and without his help, he would not agree to it. Indeed, there is no greater lowliness than this.
Next.
From Cambio 9, how does recognizing my lowliness help me achieve a state of Lishma?
When a person sees as much as he's in a lack of forces, so he searches where to get those forces from. And then he turns to the Creator.
By many actions, with experience, a person reaches a state that without help from above, he cannot attain anything spiritual. Yes, Niv.
He writes, although together with this Zivug, in the Masach of the Guf, the Rishimot of the Aviyut of the Guf were renewed in it that were there before. What is this process? How do these Rishimot get renewed? Where were they when it purified and it went up to the Masach?
When it was refined, the records did not work and it couldn't feel them. And then, when he is in contact again with the upper pleasure, the records awaken in it again, and it wants to receive something again. And so, by such many actions, he ultimately receives everything the host wants to give him.
And why, when he purifies, does not feel these records, and when he does the zivuk, he feels them once again?
Because refinement is the opposite. Refinement is the opposite. When he comes out of an action of reception or an action of connection with the host, that's why he doesn't feel. Doesn't feel what the host doesn't want to give him. What he wants to give the host simply doesn't want to be in contact with him because he saw he could not give back to the host.
If it's the right question, but where are these records when he reaches the refinement? Where are these?
The records are always in the patsuf. But sometimes they're felt, sometimes they're not.
And when they're not felt, what does it mean that they're always in the partsuf and they're not felt?
Everything depends on the general will to receive of the partsuf. Can he realize the records or not? If he doesn't have the screen, doesn't have an intention in order to bestow, does not awaken the Rishimo, because it will be in order to receive.
Al, please.
Shalom Rav.
Why is it arranged such that the lower one does not have the record of the aviut of the upper one?
The lower one has no records of the coarseness of the upper one because he's less than the upper one.
We learn that the partsuf of the lower one has to be greater because it adds and bestows.
That's something else, because he has coarseness, so he adds to the upper one.
What does it give him that he lacks the aviut of the upper one? How does it advance him? Why is it arranged such?
Because he's refined. The partsuf is refined every time it loses the coarseness from the screen. And then this is what happens to it. When every time it's less and less and less in this weaker and weaker screen.
Why does it thus have the impression of the bestowal that it had, but not of the view of the coarseness that it had?
Because it's refined. The coarseness is refined. He felt that in the coarseness he had, he can no longer use that coarseness. That's why it lets go of it.
peace in the world, the practical difficulties in determining the truth. When we discuss good attributes, in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. This is but the truth. But the drawback is that, in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback. When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated. And it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted, for it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker. That is because by nature, the power to work is not equal in each and every person. One person in the society labors in 1 hour of work due to his weakness much more than another who works 2 hours or more. And there is also a psychological matter here. Since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. But in truth, the naturally strong and nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and exploit them maliciously against the attribute of truth. For they labor very little compared to the weak and lazy in society. And if we also consider the natural law, taking after the majority, then such a truth that takes the number of hours of apparent work as a basis is completely infeasible, since the weak and the lazy are always the vast majority in society, and they will not allow the nimble and strong minority to exploit their strength and labor. Thus, you see that the above-mentioned basis, which is the labor of the individual on the condition of the evident truth, and with it the majority in the society, is completely impractical, since it cannot be examined and evaluated in any way. Thus you find that the attribute of truth has no practical ability to organize the path of the individual and the path of the collective in an absolute and satisfactory manner. Also, it is completely insufficient for organizing life at the end of correction of the world. Furthermore, there are even greater difficulties here, because there is no clearer truth than nature itself. And it is natural that each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life, without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return. In simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit. And all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it, but it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly. The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root. Because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything is his. Likewise, man who extends from him feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law. The only difference is in people's choices. One who chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance, while the third by obtaining respect. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together: wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities. This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and every one takes his share in that law. The great according to his size, and the small according to his size. Thus, the above law of singularity in the nature of every person is neither condemned nor praised, as it is a natural reality and has a right to exist, like all parts of reality. And there is no hope to eradicate it from the world or even slightly blur its form, just as there is no hope to eradicate the entire human race from Earth. Therefore, we will not be lying at all if we said about this law that it is the absolute truth. Since it is undoubtedly so, how can we even try to ease one's mind by promising him equality with all the people in the collective? Nothing is further from human nature than this. While one's soul inclination is to soar higher above the whole collective. Thus we have thoroughly clarified that there is no real possibility to bring good and joyful conduct to the life of the individual and the life of the collective by following the attribute of truth in a way that it will ease the mind of each and every individual, so he may completely agree to it, as it should be, in the end of correction.
Yeah.
He assumes that you have to reach a complete agreement that will ease the mind of each and every individual. That's what he says, that's the final correction.
Yeah. That each one will calm down, yeah?
Yes. But where have we seen such a thing in nature?
We've not seen it, which is why the end of correction is still ahead of us.
So maybe the assumption from our point of view of reality is that since we, even if we look back, we've never seen such a state, that if we look forward, the system is always in a kind of balance of forces, and the weak are stronger, sometimes the stronger prevail, and it's an endless war. Why must we, each individual has to reach a complete agreement to that?
The end of correction cannot be without the agreement of each and everyone from all of humanity.
Yes, it's clear that there is this state that he describes, but how can we, from our point of view, can besides imagining it like an utopia that we've never seen in any system of nature, why should it happen in humanity, the most complicated system? This is the natural state. Non-stop wars and such a system of balances of each one eating the other forever.
Okay. So if there was no more complex system in which didn't obligate a person to rise on the degrees of the attitude of one towards the other, then you're right. Then we would have eaten one another all the time, nonstop.
So what I'm asking is, where can we see some testimony, some sign to the fact that the system has to reach a balance one day? To aspire for a balance, yes, but to reach it? There's always a lack of balance that aspires to be balanced but never reaches a constant balance.
Why?
I don't know why, but it's a fact.
But why do we not reach it? Because it is a desire to receive in order to receive. But if he stabilizes it, against it forms another force in order to bestow, and that there's no choice, he begins from this, and then afterwards more and more by supporting it himself and asking of the Creator and receiving help from the Creator, so why wouldn't it work out?
Well, if we're now putting in the system variables that there's a Creator and he's whole and we have to reach a state that we have to resemble him, it's all clear.
But you have no choice, it'll just work in such a way.
Yes, but here Baal HaSulam writes in a human, social way. He shows us, shows it to us in our eyes that humanity also tries to reach an answer to these questions, and he solves them here, and they can't reach it. So can we, from our state, without knowing what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us, to reach or to assume that this is the way it should be?
Yes, we can reach a decision that this is how it needs to be, if it will be. Otherwise the world has no choice to exist, and there's no beginning, no end. And in nature there is no logical force.
Yes, as we see.
So then you're right. It's like it says, don't show a fool the work half done. That's how we are.
So, can we prove this picture of the final correction, the end of correction, from the point of view that we have? Or must we say, this is how the wisdom of Kabbalah looks at reality, that's its perception, believe it or not, but this is where we're headed to, and if we don't believe, someday you'll discover that.
What does that mean, and then you'll discover it? There are those who discovered it. They're already, and they're telling it to us out of this revelation. And if we don't reach that, then we'll be in these opposite forms from the revelation. And this is why they tell it to us in this way. And they bring us all sorts of rational explanations. Maybe ask the question again.
The question is it possible in a state of a rational, egoistic, ordinary person, without knowing about the wisdom of Kabbalah, can such a person adopt this point of view that reality has to reach a complete agreement for each and every individual? When this has no basis up until today, that we have to reach this state.
Try, and then you'll build, what, communism again?
So,
that's the whole problem, because then you're building society which as if is capable of reaching without the upper force, without the help of the Creator, of reaching equivalence, connection, love, etc. And this cannot happen because all of nature is egoistic. And as much as we, like Baal HaSulam writes, that even if you activate all of the punishments by this, you will not correct the person.
This means by negating it, you can show that there is no other way, no other solution.
Now, if there's no Creator, you have no solution. Which is why the communists, they are specifically the ones to bury themselves. Only if you turn to the Creator, form a connection with Him, which is what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches you, and then through the upper force, you do reach a solution.
How does that hasten the times compared to this whole system?
Exertion in the group, in a 10, it brings you to a state where you see that if you don't attain the unity, then you're lost. And then, out of a lack of choice, you begin to pray for the unification of the ten. And then, through the unification of the ten, you begin to receive the upper force from the upper system of Adam HaRishon. And then it's clear to you that there is a force in the world which can arrange everything, because it connects everyone into one system, into one mechanism. And then you turn to it, to that force.
Rav, thank you. According to what we've read, what is the attribute of truth?
What is the attribute of truth?
Yes.
As much as we have the attribute of bestowal to each other, this is called the attribute of truth. Because the Creator is between us, and if we bestow to each other, we bestow to Him.
How can we measure it?
To the extent of the closeness of the hearts between us.
How can we measure it in the ten?
Also, the same thing. As much as the ten is more